هيا على الفلاح.
As Ibn Kathir said, Allah selects from the days. He has created certain days which are most blessed and special than others. According to Imam al-Ghazali, writing in his Mukhashf al-Qulub, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was asked why the day of Ashura was considered so noble. Umar radiallahu anhu listed a few events which had taken place on Ashura. Allah created the skies and earth on this day, along with the preserved tablet. Allah created angel Jibril alayhi salam. Allah created Adam alayhi salam, as well as Hawa alayhi salam. Allah created Jannah. Allah enabled Adam alayhi salam to live in Jannah. The day the repentance of Adam alayhi salam was accepted, the first rain to fall on earth was on Ashura. Therefore, since before the beginning of human history, Ashura has been filled with significant events. It was on this day, Ashura, that the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam came to rest on Mount Judi. The day Ibrahim alayhi salam was born. The day he was saved from the fire. The day Yusuf alayhi salam is taken out of the well. The day Ya'qub alayhi salam regained his eyesight. The day the illness of Ayyub alayhi salam disappeared. The day Musa alayhi salam and his people were saved from Fir'aun. The day the great kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam was bestowed upon him. The day Yunus alayhi salam was saved from the whale's stomach. The day Isa alayhi salam was raised up to the heavens. This Allah tested his prophets alayhi salam on Ashura and blessed them and saved them and forgave them and took them back to him. It is thus unsurprising that not only did the Jews commemorate Ashura, even the Quraysh of pre-Islamic Mecca recognized its importance. Aisha radiallahu anha said, "The people used to fast on Ashura before the fasting of Ramadan was made obligatory. And on that day, the Kaaba used to be covered with a cover." This is from Al-Bukhari. But it is impossible to mention how Allah tested His servants on Ashura without mentioning Hussein radiallahu anhu, the son of Ali radiallahu anhu, and the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which took place on the day of Ashura, was the Battle of Karbala. Since the beginning of human history, Ashura has been filled with significant events. We begin with the story of Adam and Eve. One learns that pride and arrogance is the key to loss and destruction. Further lessons include the value of acknowledging errors, the virtue of repenting, and the power of supplication. The test in paradise was an essential lesson that demonstrated free will to be able to live on earth. Adam and Eve learned about the devil's deception, the consequence of sin, and the mercy of the Creator. This was the dua of Adam. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Meaning, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be amongst the losers. The respite of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam on Ashura for around 950 years, he called his people to Allah. Yet in all that time, only a small group of people believed in him. The rest of his people were filled with enmity and hostility towards him. In Nuh's own words, as related by Allah, he said, "My Lord, indeed I invited my people to truth night and day, but my invitation increased them not, except in flight. And indeed, every time I invite them, that you may forgive them, they put their fingers in their ears, covered themselves with their garments, persisted and were arrogant with great arrogance. Then I invited them publicly, then I announced to them, and I also confided to them secretly. And I said, ask forgiveness of your Lord. Indeed, He is ever a perpetual forgiver. He will send rain from the sky upon you and continuing showers, and give you increase in wealth and children, and provide for you gardens, and provide for you rivers." Yet they rejected Him. For almost 1,000 years, He appealed to their hearts and minds to recognize the truth of Allah's grandeur. yet they hated him and ridiculed him. Finally, Allah ordered Nuh alayhi salam to build an ark, and afterwards sent a flood upon the earth, which only the passengers of the ark survived. The waves were as high as the mountains, and the rain fell for months. Eventually, Allah stopped the rain, and the earth swallowed the water. In a narration reported by Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, it was on this day, Ashura, that the ark of Nuh alayhi salam came to rest on Mount Judi. That's from Tafsir ibn Kathir, that Allah chose this day to bring His devoted servant back to land, along with the believers. Marks it out as one of the elite days in the year. The day Ibrahim alayhi salam was born, the day he was saved from the fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the only Muslim alive in the entire world at that time. Imagine that, not a single Muslim. He faced Nimrud, one of the most tyrannical, vicious, and powerful rulers in the world. Destroying the idols became a national issue. How dare he destroy their gods? The fire was lit by his people and fueled for 3 days. He knew he was going to be thrown into the fire. As soon as he got to the edge of the fire, this young boy alone, without a single source of support, not even from his own father, said these beautiful set of words, "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel." Sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of affairs. These words changed his entire fate. When it came from the heart, it meant, "Oh Allah, You are all that I need. I don't need anybody else. I don't need an army. I don't need the world to come and save me. Hasbi Allah. I only need Allah. Hasbi Allah. You alone, oh Allah, are the powerful, the all-seeing. You know my situation. You see my affairs. You can control the situation. Oh Allah, I only need You." It was on this day of Ashura that Yusuf alayhi salam was taken out of the well. Allah narrates to us about Yusuf's trouble, joy, and sorrow. He saw how jealousy, hatred, deception, and terror was unleashed against Yusuf's personality, yet he conquered with patience, bravery, honesty, and reliance on Allah. This, in the long run, led him to be among the victorious. He then makes this dua, expressing this gratitude towards Allah. "Anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirati tawaffini musliman walhiqni bis-salihin," meaning, "You are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Cause me to die a Muslim and join me with the righteous." He says this as if being righteous was something he aspires to be and has not yet achieved. Subhanallah. Remember, he's making this dua after being betrayed by his brothers, sold as a slave, falsely imprisoned, and worked his way out and to the top. The process of constantly improving, reaching for more, becoming better, is a journey that never ends and seems like a lesson that Yusuf alayhi salam has internalized. We also find that on this day of Ashura, the illness of Ayyub alayhi salam disappeared. Quranic exegetes, historians, and others said that Ayyub, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was a wealthy man who owned all kinds of wealth, such as cattle, sheep, and servants, and vast property in a place called Huran in Rome. He also had many children and a large family. Then all of this was taken away from him. His body was inflicted with different kinds of illnesses to such an extent that there was no part of his body that was healthy except his heart and tongue, with which he remembered Allah. All throughout this, he remained patient. His illnesses prolonged for such a long time that even his friends deserted him and his relatives stayed away from him. He was expelled from his town and thrown upon a dung hill. Subhanallah. Everybody left him except his wife, who fulfilled her duties. It came to such an extent that she became weak and her money almost finished. She was in such a difficult situation that she started working to earn wages in order to provide for her husband. May Allah be pleased with her. He supplicated to Allah. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّانِيَّ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And Ayyub, when he called his Lord, saying, "Harm has inflicted me, and You are the most merciful." The story of Prophet Ayyub, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is one which is filled with lessons for us to ponder over. The virtue of patience is shown to us in the Prophet Ayyub through some of the most dire situations that one can come across in life. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anh reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, came to Medina, and he found the Jews fasting on the day of Ashura. The Prophet said, "What is this day you are fasting?" They said, "This is a great day in which Allah saved Moses and his people, and he drowned Pharaoh and his people. Moses fasted on it due to gratitude, so we also fast on it." The Prophet ﷺ said, "We have more of a right to Moses and are closer to him than you." The Prophet ﷺ fasted the day of Ashura and commanded fasting on it. After years of anguish, the Israelites fled in the middle of the night to escape bondage until they reached the Red Sea. The Israelites exclaimed to Moses that they would be overtaken by Pharaoh and his army. The Quran narrates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa to strike the Red Sea with his staff, instructing them not to fear being overtaken or drowning. Upon striking the sea, it divided into two parts that allowed the Israelites to pass through. Pharaoh, Fir'aun, witnessed the sea splitting alongside his army. But as they also tried to pass through, the sea closed in on them. Musa alayhi salam therefore began the tradition of fasting on the day of Ashura as a form of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was on this day the great kingdom of Sulaiman was bestowed upon him. So when Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam became king, he made dua to Allah asking for a kingdom that no one has ever had or ever will have. قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ, meaning, "My Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom such as will not belong to anyone after me. Indeed, you are the bestower." Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was given a kingdom like no one had ever seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also granted him the power to command winds, control both men and jinns, and he could understand the speech of ants. The power that Prophet Sulaiman had would have corrupted many men, but it did not corrupt him because he was always grateful. The day of Ashura was the day when Yunus alayhi salam was saved from the whale's stomach. Yunus alayhi salam tried to show them the foolishness and idolatry and destructive path they were on, but they ignored him. So Yunus alayhi salam decided himself that they were beyond saving and his efforts would be appreciated elsewhere. So he left. Yunus alayhi salam denied his responsibility without Allah's consent and sailed away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a storm for Yunus alayhi salam because he could not deny his destiny. He would need to reconcile and repent. A whale came to the surface and swallowed Yunus alayhi salam, who was thrown overboard and took him into deep waters, where he was engulfed into three layers of darkness: the night, the sea, and inside the belly of the whale. Here, he recited this dua for forgiveness: La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, meaning, "There is no deity except you. Exalted are you. Indeed, I have been of the wrongdoers." In the darkest moment in Yunus alayhi salam's life, he remembered and turned to Allah. He realized his oneness and exalted him. In a vulnerable and desperate position, he becomes closer to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to his call and freed Yunus. In the Quran, Allah says, "Is he not best who responds to the desperate one when he calls upon him and removes evil and makes you inheritors of the earth? Is there a deity with Allah? Little do you remember." It was also on this day that Isa alayhi salam was raised to the heavens. And remember when Allah said, "O Jesus, I will take you and raise you to myself and clear you of the forged statement that Jesus is Allah's son, of those who disbelieve. And I will make those who follow you monotheists," meaning upon Tawheed, those who worship none but Allah, "superior to those who disbelieve in the oneness of Allah. Then you will return to me and I will judge between you in the matters in which you used to dispute." But the most tragic incident which took place on the day of Ashura, was the Battle of Karbala. This battle took place between a small entourage consisting of the family and companions of Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and son of the fourth caliph, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, against the military troops sent by Yazid ibn Muawiyah, the Umayyad caliph at that time. Imam Ali radiallahu anhu was slew in 661. A power vacuum emerged, leading to Muawiyah assuming the role of caliph. After years of conflict, Hassan radiallahu anhu signed a peace treaty with Muawiyah. This treaty stipulated that Muawiyah would not appoint a successor after him. In the year 670, Hassan was slew, leaving his brother Hussein to take on his duties. The treaty was breached when Muawiyah named his son Yazid as his successor. Yazid spread his power through corruption, bribery, and use of violence. To legitimize his rule, Yazid demanded the allegiance from Hussein. Hussein refused as Yazid was openly corrupt. So Hussein radiallahu anhu was forced to flee Medina under the threat of imprisonment and assassination. Then he had received thousands of letters from Kufa, Iraq, pledging support for an uprising against Yazid. So Hussein radiallahu anhu finally sent Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu anhu to fight out the state of Kufa. When he got there, Muslim ibn Aqil wrote a letter to Hussein radiallahu anhu, telling him that the people of Kufa were ready to welcome him. Yazid heard the presence of Muslim ibn Aqil radiallahu anhu in Kufa, and he then ordered someone to slay him. He also changed the governor of Kufa from Nu'man ibn Bisr to Ubaydillah ibn Ziyad. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and his companions, consisting of 128 people, departed from Medina to Kufa. It was only when on the road that he received the news of the death of Muslim ibn Aqil radiallahu anhu, but he still decided to continue his journey to Kufa. As they approached Kufa, Hussein's caravan was intercepted by a battalion of Yazid's army, led by a man named Hurr. A great army which numbered in the thousands, led by Umar ibn Sa'id, joined him and surrounded Hussein's camp in what is now known as Karbala and modern-day Iraq. The army cut off access to water for Hussein radiallahu anhu and his family, leaving the men, women, and children to suffer from days of thirst in Iraq's blistering desert heat. The army demanded allegiance from Hussein radiallahu anhu, threatening him with death. Despite all the odds, Hussein radiallahu anhu refused to back down. He said, "I am ready to fight for the sole goal of seeking the reform of the Ummah, of my grandfather, and the Prophet of Allah. I want to enjoy good and forbid evil." On the third day, without water, a group of 50 men, led by his half-brother, Abbas ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, managed to draw water from the river, even though they could only fill 20 water skins. Then he was surrounded by hundreds of soldiers who tried to prevent him from taking water. He kept running to deliver the water, even though stones and arrows rained down on him from all sides, until an arrow hit the water bags he was carrying. He started to lose hope at the moment, until a man hit him on the head. He fell to the ground. Hussein radiallahu anhu immediately came to him. Abbas then died on Hussein's lap. Before the battle, Hussein radiallahu anhu delivered a speech. Hussein told his companions that they were free to leave, but they pledged to stand beside him in the face of uncertain defeat, reminding the Umayyad soldiers to return to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which resulted in Hurr ibn Yazid and several others turned to defend Hussein radiallahu anhu. The battle commenced with Hussein's 70-odd companions, of what many historians number to be 30,000. The companions of Hussein radiallahu anhu fought group by group and were taken out on the battlefield. Eventually, Hussein radiallahu anhu was left with a handful of remaining family members. They too were also taken out. While Hussein radiallahu anhu, who had been seriously injured, continued to fight Ibn Sa'd's troops until he died because a poisoned arrow hit him. To this day, the death of Hussein radiallahu anhu are commemorated by Sunni and Shia Muslims on the 10th of Muharram, every year on the Islamic calendar, which peaks on the 10th day, commonly known as Ashura. When Ashura arrives this year, remember it is a day of tests and relief, on which even the Prophets ﷺ and their families and followers were tested. It is a day which Allah has placed in His own month, Muharram, which is called the month of Allah. It is a day where we should truly feel close to Him, asking only Him for relief from any hardship we're facing, and thanking only Him for our ease and comfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our past sins on the blessed day of Ashura, as He forgave the people of Yunus alayhi salam. May He relieve us of hardship, as He relieved the people of Musa alayhi salam from hardship. May He lift any burdens from our loved ones, as He lifted the burdens of His servant Ayyub alayhi salam. May Allah bless us and provide for us, as He blessed Sulaiman alayhi salam. May He give us the opportunity to do good for His sake, and multiply our rewards on blessed Ashura and beyond. May Allah make us among those whom He loves, and bring us close to the Prophet ﷺ. Ameen.